Well, we're back, and we're glad to be here at Grand Hotel in the parlor where we've always broadcast from for 30-some years, actually, and happy to be here now and kicking off this fabulous 21st annual Paul W. Smith Pure Michigan Tour on WJR. And we've got a guy with us, been here, I think this is his third season now, who I have to be, like, on the edge of my seat and careful because he knows about broadcasting. He was a broadcaster.
Only for a minute.
I don't hear him. You got him up? Only for a minute?
Only for a minute.
Did you earn a pension during that time? Because I've been doing it for 66 years, still don't have a pension. I thought maybe they did it on the shorter end.
It was pretty much volunteer work when I was doing it. So.
Well, I do understand that. He is Jeff Hess. He's Vice President of Operations, Grand Hotel. He's got a lot of specializations, talent recruitment. He's done a good job with that. Process management, financial controls, customer service. What we're going to talk with Jeff Hess about today are the packages at Grand Hotel. I've said a million times, people have this fear, this idea they can't afford to go to Grand Hotel. And I'm here to tell you, there are so many packages available, and it's not too late. Oh, I didn't make my reservations, and now it's too late. It's not too late, and there are plenty of packages. Let's talk about some of the packages. There's one now with Jane Seymour.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited to have Jane Seymour. She's been a great friend of Grand Hotel ever since Somewhere in Time. And we welcome her back this spring with a On the Case with Jane Seymour week. She is starring in a new television series, On the Case, and she'll be featuring that entire episodic adventure with us and all of her fans from June 11th through June 13th. So,
is that sold out?
It is not quite sold out yet, but okay. There is high demand. We are definitely on the way to being sold out. And we get to spend time with Jane personally. She'll be hosting some events as well, and we're just so glad to have her back.
And so if you go to grandhotel.com, you'll be able to follow all the arrows that tell you how to go to that. But grandhotel.com is where you get the newsletter as well, the 2024 spring newsletter, Grand News, and the Season of Connection. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you've never been here, if you've been here 100 times, you're going to love this Grand News. It's got everything in it you could ever want, including all the incredible awards that they have received at this Grand Hotel. Some of the grand favorites that are on the website, a collection of the best of 2024, and all right there for people to follow and to see some of the great events that are available.
Yeah, what's so exciting is with all the different opportunities to find a different way to travel, there's great value in kind of exploring through our grand favorites and finding the package that fits. There's discounts on food and beverage, discounts on entertainment, and really putting together exceptional travel experiences for the entire weekend. So
beautiful.
Fantastic offers available for
you. You've made a little bit of a change to the great Labor Day weekend package. In the past, you would pay a price, and that would include several concerts. And then we found that not everybody wants to go to the concerts. And so there's a package price now where if you want to add concerts like the Fabulous Thunderbirds or whatever it might be, then you would pay extra for the concerts you actually are going to go see so that people are not paying for concerts that they have no interest in going to.
Correct. There's still great value because you could still include your meals. You could still do a number of different activities during the Labor Day weekend. But you get to choose and figure out which concerts you'd like to go. We still have free jazz entertainment in several of our venues up in the Cupola Bar every night. But we're very excited to have the Fabulous Thunderbirds with us this year, and it's going to be a great Labor Day weekend.
You know, Jeff Hess, Vice President of Operations, I forgot to ask David Jerzak, what has happened up at the Cupola Bar? I was told it was reimagined?
Yeah, absolutely. As part of our commitment and stewardship of the hotel, we've restored the Cupola Bar. We've added some new wall coverings and carpet. No major changes, no physical changes to the space. But we have revitalized the space and added some brand-new crystal chandeliers from Murano, Italy, and done some wonderful things to make sure that part of the building remains very, very special. Still the best views of the Straits of Mackinac ever.
Incredible views. If it's a secret location, you should know it isn't something you should miss. And I won't miss it when I'm here with the family when I have some more time because we won't be working. We're taking our family vacation here, which we used to do all the time and looking forward to starting up again. Can't wait to do that. And my wife, Kim, loves the crystal chandeliers in that glass from Murano. Is that what you said, Murano? Yeah.
Murano.
She's been a big fan of that stuff. So we can't wait to see those chandeliers, that's for sure. That's up in the Cupola Bar, which is a gem, a real gem. Mm-hmm. Great way to end the night.
It's beautiful up there, and their ability in the glass plant in Italy to reproduce fixtures that match the original one that still hangs there. It's just amazing.
Yeah. We visited them many years ago on a trip to Italy, and we were just taken with the way they create this artistic glass. It's no one else in the world can make it like they do.
No, pure artisans. Very
absolutely.
Well done.
Tell me about another favorite among the guests, the Cork and Fork package.
Cork and Fork is one of my personal favorites. Every fall, for the past 3 years, we've been able to collect an assortment of guest chefs from around the country, all female, and we bring them together with our master sommelier Elizabeth Schweitzer for a weekend of wine and cooking and discussion. You know, the Pentultimate experience includes an 8-course wine paired dinner. We do chef interactions with tastings, you know, the mystery basket you see in all those cooking shows.
Yeah.
They do that with us. And it's really good. We work with Susan G. Komen Foundation and it's the James Beard Foundation. It's just a wonderful event celebrating women in culinary. And we look forward to another one this year.
It'll be great. And shopping at Grand Hotel, Dorothy Draper Home. How wonderful is that? Some of the wonderful products that we experience while we're here. There's an outlet, or rather online store, one I want to rush to, Fonterra Rocking Chairs. I never saw this before. You can get a rocking chair like the one on the porch?
Absolutely. The exact same rocking chair on the porch shipped to your home from Fonterra. They're our manufacturer. So it's
That's fabulous. I never, ever heard of that. So visit grandhotel.com. Explore all of the favorites, if you will. Hand-selected by the retail team for you. And, of course, get that Season of Connection, the 2024 Spring Newsletter, Grand News. And thank you, Jeff Hess, Vice President of Operations at Grand Hotel. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate it.
As we continue on WJR.